we have a guest joining us here this morning on the phone, and we're going to talk a little bit with the folks at Narconon Arrowhead this morning with Derry Hallmark, who joins us here today, a representative of Narconon. Derry, good morning.
Good morning, Jim.
Thank you very much for your time. I appreciate it.
Thanks for having us on the show.
Yeah, we're going to talk a little bit about some things that maybe folks don't necessarily always talk that much about. We've talked about a lot of different issues with folks from Narconon when it comes to some of the issues involving drug use and abuse, but we're going to talk specifically today about one of those drugs, and that would be heroin. It seems like heroin's one we don't really necessarily hear so much about these days. Let's go from the ground up. What exactly is heroin?
Well, Jim, heroin's basically a painkiller. In other words, it's an opiate-based drug, just like in recent times, OxyContin, oxycodone, Percocet, Percodan, those are opiate-based drugs. Well, heroin was one of the original opiate-based drugs. It's 2 to 3 times more potent than morphine, which a lot of people have heard of, you know, for operations and stuff, and it was a mainstay in the distant past.
Yeah, well, and morphine, a lot of folks are familiar with. If you've ever had any kind of surgery for different types of things, it might be used as a painkiller in the hospital. So does that mean that heroin's kind of like a form of pain medication?
The answer is no, but yeah, believe it or not, at one time in history, it actually was a form of pain medication. Back in the 1800s, morphine was actually developed to, you know, numb pain. They had a real limitation on medications back in the day, and morphine sort of established itself as a major pain medication. And then within 10 years or so, obviously doctors discovered people were, you know, becoming addicted to it like mad. And so they, around 1874, not necessarily in response to that, but partially, heroin was actually developed. It was synthesized and started to be manufactured, and people started using it and touted it as a miracle drug. And they actually tried to use it as a means of getting off of morphine. If you can imagine, heroin was actually prescribed to get a person off morphine. It was also at one time prescribed to rid a person of alcoholism as well.
Well, if it's that much stronger, it's probably more addictive, and it was easy to get folks off the morphine because they got onto heroin.
One of the reasons that we talk about this is, you know, there's heroin deaths happening every day. A recent celebrity just OD'd on heroin. There's heroin's trying to make a comeback across the United States, and people forget, you know, the long history of not only heroin, but OxyContin. Lots of publicity on OxyContin. Lots of people have died on OxyContin. OxyContin's a very, very, very strong addictive drug, and yet it has been, at least in the past, and I think to a large degree still today, prescribed for pain, and people miss that just because a drug is prescribed for pain doesn't mean that it's not lethal or extremely addictive.
Well, it seems like so often nowadays, Derry, we're talking about things that folks can get just out of the medicine cabinet to get themselves addicted to certain types of drugs. And we tend not to talk so much about the street drugs anymore, but they're still very alive.
Yeah, I don't know if you could call it a competition necessarily, but there's large money, really large money. And, you know, a lot of people are familiar now via the media how much money there is in, you know, oxycodone, OxyContin, Percocet, Percodan. But there's still a lot of money out there in cocaine, heroin, methamphetamine, ecstasy, those type drugs. And as long as there's money, unfortunately, people are going to be manufacturing them, bringing them in illegally and selling them and trying to get people addicted. And a lot of people are going to die, you know, accordingly. But that's the game being played out there, which is why we really appreciate stations like yourself, you know, having us on and at least bring some of this stuff to the surface again so that people talk about it. You know, we don't want our kids getting addicted to heroin.
Are there numbers out there, Derry, on heroin addiction?
Yeah, there's there's about an estimated 607,000 people per year used heroin You know, in a study done by Substance Abuse and Mental Health Administration between 2009 and 2011, you know, it's a pretty large number, but the number keeps growing, and the number of people, if you look at every state in the United States, most states have an order of about six or eight drugs or types of drugs that a person admits into treatment, and heroin's always around number three or four these days behind, you know, marijuana, alcohol, and prescription painkillers.
Well, that's a lot of folks, and obviously a lot of money that gets pumped through that system then, too. Now, we hear about methadone hooked, tied in with heroin addiction, too. Is that something that's being used now to help get people off the addiction?
Has been used, Jim, for a long time. It's a prescription medication that is prescribed for, classically, for people that are coming off heroin wanting to, you know, free themselves of heroin. When you stop using heroin, you have really intense withdrawals and, you know, really heavy flu-like symptoms. It's just really bad. And so it's really easy for a person to just quickly get back on heroin because they can, you know, solve their physical problems immediately. Well, more methadone is, they got methadone clinics, you know, in most places in the United States, and the person goes and gets a prescription for methadone, and they take it, and it alleviates the withdrawal symptoms, and they also don't have to use, you know, share needles on the street with heroin and stuff, so it's touted as being safer. It's actually a very addictive drug itself, and the withdrawal from methadone is actually stronger. If you talk to anybody that's withdrawn off methadone, they'll tell you that the withdrawal is much heavier from methadone than it is with heroin.
Mm-hmm. Well, sounds like heroin is extremely addictive, and maybe that's why we hear so many disaster stories. You referenced an actor recently that died of a heroin addiction. It seems like we hear more of those types of things happening from some of the high-profile people in society.
Yeah, the people that make the front-page news that we hear about, you know, in news reports, most of the time are high-profile celebrity types, whatever. And while those are tragic, you know, if you have a mom in Indiana or, you know, Iowa or Oklahoma or wherever that loses their son or daughter to heroin, it doesn't matter that they're not a movie star, of course. That pain is, you know, just as strong or stronger than anyone else could be. It's just that we mostly hear about the, you know, celebrities that end up dying from heroin. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. Well, talk a little bit about how folks can go about getting some more information. If they'd like to know more about something like this, maybe they see something going on with their family, friends that they're concerned about, how do they find out more?
Well, Jim, whether it's heroin or any other drug, they can call Narcon Arrowhead at 1-800-468-6933, and we can help them, you know, either point them to resources. We do referrals to other treatment centers every day, all day. We can maybe help a person come to our treatment center if that's a right fit for them, or just provide them information that they need about whatever they're going through. We have a toll-free hotline, again, which is 800-468-6933, and they can also see us on the Internet at solveaddiction.com.
Well, these are difficult conversations to have and probably, I'm sure, difficult circumstances for folks to have to go through as well when something like this happens in your circle. But still, they're important things to deal with right away before something disastrous happens.
It's amazing, Jim. You'd have two moms that live, you know, a block or two blocks away from each other, and maybe they talk on a semi-consistent basis. And they never mention, you know, maybe a problem that might be in the family, when in actual fact, both families have similar circumstances, similar incidences going on, and they can actually help each other. You know, they can share information. So we absolutely promote, as it sounds like you do too, you know, talk about it, get into communication, talk to other people, get the information, because people don't have to die from drug addiction, or they can. It just depends on whether we intervene and step in and try to help them.
Absolutely, and there's no need to worry about going any further. If all you're looking for is information, that's what you can get if you go to solveaddiction.com on the web or make that phone call to the 800 number to find out more information. And there's always someone there, I suppose, to talk as well.
Absolutely. We man the phones 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Excellent. Well, Derry, thank you very much for the information today. Appreciate it.
Well, Jim, thanks very much for having us.